to you that in these days you must have the spirit of discernment. You must know that the age in which you are living in is an age that will bring ridicule and bring persecution into your lives. But in these days and in these hours, you have to know in whom you place your faith. You must have a steadfast faith and a steadfast assurance of the God who brought you out of this world and have brought him into himself. With an outstretched arm, I have brought you up from this world and I brought you into me. You're standing tonight, you stand in me. Your standing tonight is a place of security. You're standing before me this night because you stand in my Son. In these last days, I'm speaking unto you that in the world, good should be called evil, and evil should be called good. In these last days, my word shall be tested. In these last days, my word shall be ridiculed. But in these last days, my word shall stand firm and sure.
Oh, praise
you. For you shall behold the salvation of your God. You shall see that out of my hand can be outstretched upon a nation. A nation that has gone away from me. A people whose hearts and lives have turned away from me. But if you will put your faith and assurance in the God that you serve, and that you will seek the face of your God, I shall turn a nation around. But it's calling for the faith. It's calling for the faith in my written word. And it's calling for the faith that you will live my word. I'm not just telling you it's my written word, but it's my word that is lived through my people. But as you live my word, my spirit shall take a hold of your life. And all I ask is that you come with humbleness, and you come with brokenness, you come with your weaknesses, you come with your frailties, and you lay it all down before my feet, and offer your life afresh to me, and say, Lord, all that I am, all that I have, I lay it down at your feet. And take me at my word, I shall take everything that you offer unto me, and I will take a hold of it for my glory. For my desire, my glory has been made plain. I have spoken my word into this earth. I said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I have called you to be living stones into my body, into my church. I have drawn you and called you out of the world, and I have laid hold of your life, a life that is precious to me, and a life that I want to take hold of and use you for my purposes. For I desire with the deep longing of my heart to pour out my spirit without measure into a heart, into a life that is empty and open for the leading and the filling of my spirit. I ask that you lay down everything at my feet, and I ask that you empty out of your lives all those things that would stop my spirit from being able to move in your hearts, in your lives, in this place, in this nation. Jesus, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Sikha Baba Sikha.